From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
I think it's safe to say that when it comes to naming the first AVA in America, most of us would say the Napa Valley. But is it? Find out after this.
Hey, wine lovers. What if just about every conceivable wine gadget, gift item, and accessory was sitting right at your fingertips? What if there were literally thousands of them? A selection so mind-boggling that you could spend countless hours pondering and coveting. Welcome to the world of EpicStyle.com, the ultimate resource for wine accessories of every conceivable kind. Amazing gifts, products for special occasions, collectibles, and everything a wine aficionado could ever want. Seeing is believing at EpicStyle.com.
An AVA, or an American Viticultural Area, is a defined winemaking zone. Today, hundreds of AVAs exist, spanning the length and breadth of the country. And while you'd think that Napa Valley was a pretty safe bet when it comes to naming the first AVA in the U.S., you'd be wrong. The first AVA was awarded to Augusta, west of St. Louis. The story goes along these lines. The AVA system was established in 1976, although the Californians were struggling to decide on what exactly to define. The likes of Ernest and Julio Gallo wanted a whole North Coast AVA, while the Napa Valley Grape Growers Association, fresh from success at the famous Judgment of Paris, wanted a more specific Napa Valley AVA. In the meantime, over in Missouri, the winemaker at Mount Pleasant Vineyard was seriously considering applying for a French AOC, the AVA equivalent, on the basis that Missouri was a French colony until the Louisiana Purchase in 1802. But then he caught wind of the new laws in the U.S. and applied before the Californians had come to any form of agreement, and in the summer of 1980, Augusta became America's first AVA. Napa Valley followed in February of 1981. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.